Progressive conservative David Piccinni is heading back to Queen's Park after securing a third consecutive election win in Northumberland Peterborough South Thursday night. Piccinni garnered approximately 28,000 votes, more than 10,000 ballots, ahead of his Liberal rival Dorothy Norona. During his election victory, Piccinni, flanked by his campaign staff and his wife, stated that this election is about protecting Ontario from harmful threats brought on by U.S. President Donald Trump.
This election was about leadership. It was about who we can trust to stand up to Donald Trump. It was about who you can trust to protect your pocketbook. We need, as a community, as a province, as a country, we need to come together. We must come together to stand up to a bully south of the border. We need to stand up to make things again.
Piccinni stressed the need for Northumberland County to lean into its manufacturing potential to help safeguard against any U.S. tariffs, which Trump announced could come on March the 4th. Piccinni maintained a very quiet campaign, foregoing an all-candidates economic forum in Port Hope last week. His team stated he was needed as a central campaign team member. Despite the threats coming from the United States, Piccinni says there is unfinished business for him in this riding.
And by sending me back to Queen's Park, you've sent me to finish the job of the new K-12 school we're building in Newcastle. You've sent me back to build a new hospital in Campbellford. It's going to be in budget.
Piccinni entered the election as the Ontario Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development and will be looking to return to cabinet. The Liberals finished in second, the NDP third, and the Greens fourth. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.